The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. I'm your host, Michael Bass, fourth generation of Friedland Industries in Lansing. Let's get started. If you listened to last week's episode of Scraponomics, you now know that when it comes to processing metals for recycling, the magnet is an incredibly significant tool for distinguishing ferrous metals from non-ferrous metals. Here's the thing. Let's say we have a particular metal that does not stick to a magnet. This means it's a non-ferrous metal. So far, so good. But then, how do we know which non-ferrous metal it is? This is where things can get interesting. Let's say Jane brings in to Friedland a set of plates that have a silvery look to them. The scale operator holds his magnet to the plates, and they don't stick together, which means they're made out of a non-ferrous metal. Step one complete. But how does the scale operator know that the plates aren't sterling silver or aluminum? This is when he might use a file. After filing one of the plate's edges, he notices that the silvery look to the plate is merely a coating, and underneath the coating is a yellowish color. This tells him right away that these plates are actually yellow brass. It gets even trickier when distinguishing yellow brass from red brass. Rather than only looking at their color, you can typically see a difference in their granular texture. And sometimes, if you cut something in half that looks like yellow brass, you may find by looking at a cross-section that it's actually die-cast, which is primarily zinc. There are a lot of ways to determine what non-ferrous metals you may have. If you know you have a non-ferrous metal at home you need to recycle, but don't know what it is, try filing it. The answer may be lying underneath. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scraponomics, understanding the fundamental economics of recycling. To learn more, go to friedlandindustries.com. That's FRIEDLAND industries.com.